this brother met her, and I greet you in the precious name of Jesus. Pray all is going well for you, and I'm excited about what God's doing and how God's moving and what he's revealing. There's a revealing and a manifestation and a working of the Spirit of God that I hadn't seen in many years, and I believe God is taking us into something that no generation has ever experienced. You know, for several weeks now, I've been feeling a warfare and a wrestling. And I was talking to somebody the other day. It's not like I'm wrestling, fighting against something. It's like I'm wrestling to possess something in God. And there's a hunger, there's a desire, there's an excitement, and there's a wooing and a moving of the spirit of prayer that I don't think I've ever felt in my life. And I've been serving God nearly 50 years, and this is something new, this is something different, this is something very exciting, and God is calling his people into prayer. For one reason he's calling us into prayer is we need a working of his spirit to take us through this troublesome time that's in the earth and in our nation. This just isn't in our nation, this is everywhere. And there's hatred, there's division, there's confusion, there's chaos. And, you know, the scripture talks about in Romans, the 8th chapter, how the whole creation is moaning and groaning and travailing together. And they're reaching for something. They want to see something. And what they're looking for is that manifestation of the sons of God. Well, that doesn't mean everybody that's moaning and groaning, all this chaos and trouble and upsetness, I believe is a moaning and a groaning that the whole earth is doing it because we got to produce something. We've been put in the place to manifest and produce and bring forth a working of the Spirit that no generation has ever walked in. And that's a tall order. That's really saying something. But you know, last session I was talking to you about being the light of the world. You know, we're nothing. We're nothing at all without him. But when he gets in us, things change. Our mindset changes. Our conversation changes. The way we think, talk, look, and act. It all changes if you yield your life over to the Spirit of God. You cannot do this on your own. You can't do this by yourself. You can't do this in your own ability, but though this outward man perish, the word says, the inward man is renewed day by day. And as you pray and study that word and seek God, people make serving God way too hard. It's not a fight and a war and a wrestle every time you go to prayer and every time you study the word. Yes, I know there's times we fight to pray and there's times that it's hard to get into the word, but as you do this on a daily basis and you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord, which Romans 12:2 said, that's your reasonable service. That's what you are supposed to be doing every day. Set aside a time, discipline yourself every day to go to prayer, to study the word. If you have the opportunity, do it 2 or 3 times a day. David said, I sought the Lord and I prayed in the morning and in the noon and in the evening. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. I don't know how long they prayed. That is immaterial. Don't let anybody tell you that there's a certain length of time that you got to pray. Prayer is the sincere desire of your heart when you cry out to God. There doesn't have to be any certain inflection in your voice, any position of your body, any certain sound you got to make, whether it's a whisper, whether it's like I'm talking right now, or whether you're crying out to God and shaking the heavens. Prayer comes from the depth of the heart, and the heart crying out to God, however it's manifest in the outward man. So don't get yourself locked in to what people tell you your prayer is. Don't convince yourself that if you don't get a certain sound in your voice or you don't feel something a certain feeling that you haven't prayed. There's nothing in the Bible tells you when you pray you've got to feel anything. There's nothing in the Bible tells you when you got to get healed you've got to feel anything. We put all these things on ourselves, and we burdened ourselves down and brought a lot of criticism and self-doubt and inferiority into our prayer, our walk with God, getting healed, getting God to answer prayer, because we grew up thinking we had to have a certain feeling. Walk away from those things and serve God out of the sincerity of your heart. Serve Him and let Him reveal Himself in you. In John the 8th chapter, in the 12th verse, Jesus said this: "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." So He said, I'm the light of the world. I get in you, I'm going to shine. You walk in me, I'm going to shine through you. It's time to let your light shine, as I said before. In that last session, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven, because those works don't come through you. They don't come through anything you can do, but they see your good works, which comes by the working of the Spirit of God that is taking its abode inside of you, and you begin to testify that there is a light and a life of Christ radiating out of you. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. That's what He said in Matthew 5. And then He turned around and said, and ye are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hid. In this time of darkness and chaos and confusion and trouble, people need to see light. And the only light that's going to shine out of you, that's going to help, man, is the glorious light of the gospel of Christ, because that's what it's going to take to change men's heart. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I love you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying for our nation. I'm praying for the nations of the earth, for God to send a soul-saving cleansing, deliverance, revival, because it's the only thing that's going to change man. May God bless you is my prayer till our next session.